I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fighting in Syria tops our broadcast today, but the latest update isn't what you might expect, so stick around for the details. Plus, we'll talk closet purging later on. There's a connection to overseas missions that you might not be aware of, so listen closely because there's a place for you in every story. First, as ISIS digs in for its last stand in Syria's east, in the north, the fight is between the Turks and the Kurds over control of Afrin. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says for Lebanon, this means that
there are new internally displaced people camps of 200,000 people popping up in different places. And the people that thought that they had made it through till the end of the war, supposedly, now been homeless. And the people that were going to go back, they found that those dreams of going back were shattered again.
Hosni says they were getting distress calls from Afrin. Militants are robbing people and stealing everything.
People are saying now that after a week or so of this present situation, they're going to have to start eating the leaves off of trees, because their situation is getting so bad.
Help has been hard to come by due to the winter storm that savaged the refugee camps in Lebanon. Ministries like Horizons International are doing what they can while they still have an opportunity to do so.
These refugees are some of the most open spiritually to receiving the gospel of Christ. So these are the people that the global body of Christ should be sharing the gospel with and helping.
Be praying for the Christians meeting the physical and spiritual needs in Syria and Lebanon. And ask God how he wants you to respond. In other news, technology allows deaf people to access God's Word. Scott Deloach is the director of technology at Deaf Bible Society. Through an interpreter, he says a new app update connects deaf to the newest sign language Bible translations.
The current app is about 4 years old right now, so it doesn't have all the current videos on there and uploaded. So we decided that it was time not only to kind of update the app, but also to update the website as well, so that the website and the mobile app can kind of coincide with the videos that are now uploaded.
This update also makes Deaf Bible app easier to use.
Say someone's watching the Bible story within the app, and they pause that, they can then transfer that to the website, but continue where they actually left off instead of starting from the beginning.
On the Deaf Bible app, deaf around the world can see God's Word in their heart sign language. Deloach says deaf believers can still use the app for personal Bible study or for group teaching purposes.
But the content that we now have within the app is a lot different than the previous ones.
Along with the latest sign language Bible translations, the Deaf Bible app also now includes the Jesus film in 12 sign languages. Check it out at the App Store or Google Play, or go to missionnews.org for a link. Pray this upgrade will help more deaf people know, have, and share God's Word. And have you watched Marie Kondo? Well, chances are, if you live in the United States, you've heard of the tidying up guru. But as you tidy up, you could be making a gospel impact. At World Mission, thrifting and sharing the gospel go hand in hand. World Mission's multiple volunteer-run thrift stores help send their solar-powered audio Bibles called Treasures into the hard-to-reach places. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
We have audio scriptures and stories available in 5,000 languages. And that allows the oral learner to engage. And really, Jesus called us to make disciples, not just converts. And to make a disciple requires the Word of God. So we want to present it to people in a format that will penetrate their heart.
And here's how it works. You can get involved with the World Mission Thrift Store by donating, shopping, or volunteering in a store.
When someone buys something, because the items are largely donated, when we receive the profits from that sale, then we're also able to send our treasures out to places like India and Nepal and Indonesia, where there's really very little mission presence. And so we send them into our national networks. And that person who shopped or volunteered at a local thrift store allowed that entire thing to happen.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network. Find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.